Greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's always a privilege to bring the message that the Lord has laid on my heart. When I heard about the topic for the Bible study, which is justification, I was surprised because it's the very same message that the Lord has laid on my heart. But it's justification comes by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. Let us pray. Our gracious God and righteous Father, we praise your great name. And thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are our Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. We thank you for providing us this message. We pray, God, that you will hide this speaker, that he does not get in the way of the message, and that your name will be glorified this morning. We pray that hearts will be blessed and souls be won for your kingdom. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Justification comes by faith in Christ and not by works of the law or the law of Moses. On our screen, we see Hebrews 11, verse 1. Let us all turn to Hebrews or look to it, or turn to it in our Bibles. Hebrews 11, verse 1. It's well known. But we will be looking in these Bible verses and analyze them as we go along. And that will be the trend of the message this morning. It's very important to understand the Bible verse. Sometimes we do not need to turn to a million Bible verses to understand a thing. We just need to understand even one. Even the one. Sometimes people have a habit, when you show them the answer in one Bible verse, they say, let us turn to this one, this one. The Bible does not contradict itself. Amen. St. John 3 verse 16 will be always saying that Bible verse. Forever and forever. Does not change. It doesn't need anything to back it up. Self-explanatory. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If we look at that definition, we see that with faith there is hope. In faith there is hope. And also for the evidence of the things not seen. So faith is believing in God and hoping that his promise will be fulfilled in your life. Remember, with faith there must be a promise. Some people are exercising faith in something that was not promised to them. Have you ever seen that? Are we guilty of it? Exercising faith in something that wasn't promised to you. With faith, there is a promise from God, and you're hoping that that promise is fulfilled in your life. When a sinner exercises faith in God, he is justified. So justification comes by faith in Christ. So what is this justification? Justification is the event by which a sinner is made or pronounced or declared righteous in the sight of God. He's made or declared righteous in the sight of God. And this event is made possible by the Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 2, verse 16, 19, and 21. Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, 19, and 21. Knowing that a man is not, as I said, we'll be analyzing and emphasizing certain words and phrases and sentences. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we, that's Paul speaking to Peter, even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified. No flesh. What about the elders in the Seventh-day Adventists? If they are keeping the law to be justified, they will be just, God will see with them, huh? What did the Bible say? No flesh shall be justified by the works of the law. What about those people that did not know that they sincerely put their trust? You notice I didn't say faith? They put their trust in the law for salvation. And they didn't know they're sincere. Will God see with them? What did the Bible say? No flesh. Those of us who are in Christ, I needed to answer these questions. Because we all know. The sinners need to hear us answer these questions. And sometimes I wonder if some people haven't read this Bible verse. Why are they still putting their trust in the law? Don't we see it here for ourselves in the Word of God? Why are some people putting their trust in works? Why are some people putting their trust in their own effort and doing their best to make it in? Why? No flesh shall be justified. God is not partial, and He never goes against His word, no matter what. He never goes against His word. For I, verse 19, Paul speaking, for I through the law died to the law. Died to the law. Paul used to keep the law. But his eyes were open. His eyes were open. That the law could not justify him. Could not bring about justification. So what he did to the law? Died to the law. Died to the law. When you die to something, it means that you no longer serve it. Has someone ever tell you that you are dead to them? They cut you off completely. Nothing to do with you. Dead to you. We are dead to the world. We are dead to the law. Paul's eyes were open. That I might live to God. Faith alone suffices for justification. Please make a note. Faith alone suffices for justification. Faith and law do not mix. Law goes in that direction and faith goes in the other direction. They do not mix. There's no faith to be derived from the law. What I know mixed with faith is grace. Faith and grace mix. And that is why in verse 21, the Apostle Paul said, I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. And we know that the law was given through Moses. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Amen. And we know that in John 1 verse 17. Well known Bible verse. Because Christ did not die in vain, we set aside the law and step into grace. Just like the Apostle Paul. His eyes were open. He left the law, put the law aside, and stepped into grace. This righteousness is imputed or credited to the inherently ungodly by grace through faith and the cross of Christ. When we speak of the cross of Christ, we see the blood that Jesus shed for us. The blood that cleanses us from all our sins. All our sins. Present, past, future. All our sins. By grace you are saved through faith. And that, not of yourselves. It is the gift. It is the gift. Do you work for a gift? No, we don't work for a gift. If you're working for a gift, it's not gift. Therefore, We do not work for salvation. You can't work for salvation. It is the gift of God. And it says, not of works. And this, lest anyone should boast. We have nothing to boast of. Salvation is a gift. And one good thing we know about faith is that it brings blessings. Faith brings blessings. But the law brings curse. Curse in that direction. Blessings in the other direction. They never meet. They do not go together. Galatians 3 verse 6 to 14. Galatians 3 verse 6 to 14. Afterwards, we'll be looking at verse 23 down to 27. And in verse 6, it tells us that Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. What did Abraham do for righteousness? Baptized in the water. Is that what the Bible said? Did he speak in tongues to be justified? Did he stop eating pork to be justified? Or did he start worship a particular day of the week on that day? Did he say that I'm doing my best to make it in? What did the word of God say? Someone said believe. That's what you're correct. The word of God said Abraham believe God. Verse 17. Therefore, know that only those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham. Sons of, we are the sons of Abraham. Because we are of faith. When I said we, I'm talking those who have been justified. So if there's a sinner here who have not been justified, I'm not talking about you. What we want you to do is to listen to this message, which is strange to you. And by the grace of God, your eyes will be open. Just like Abraham. And all those who believe in faith, like believing Abraham. And the scripture, verse 8. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith. By water baptism? No, by faith. Preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. Thank God. And we can testify this morning that the word of God has been fulfilled. We have been blessed. Verse 9. So then, those who are of faith, whether Jews or Gentiles, are blessed with believing Abraham. Earlier on, I said that the law brings curse. And there may be someone listening to me and wonder if I'm in my right mind. Because they have been worshiping the law and keeping the law all the days of their lives. So Brother Hardley is talking rubbish. Huh? What verse 10 says? Galatians 3 verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under curse. Not Brother Arnie Lyon said it. It's Galatians 3 verse 10. Which is the word of God. For as many as are of the works of the law are under curse. If I were a seven-day worshiper and I see this Bible verse, I would have made that change by the grace of God. Under curse. For it is written, curses everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. There's no one, no man on earth that continue in all things in the law. None. And that's why Christ Jesus came to fulfill the law. That we can look to him By faith. Amen. Christ alone fulfilled the law. Verse 11. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident. It's not evident. For what? The just shall live by faith. And faith not only saves, but faith keeps. Praise God. Faith not only saves, but faith keeps. Verse 12. Yet the law is not of faith. Is the first you're seeing this? The law is not of faith. Only that which is of faith saves. But the man who does them shall live by them. And verse 10 tells us how they live. Under curse. Under curse. So now is the time for all those who are serving and trying to keep the law of Moses to put the law aside and step into the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Step from curse into grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13. The word of God is speaking. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. So you see, the Lord became a curse for us because we were under that curse. So those who still remain under the curse have not acknowledged the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ became a curse for us. And what is our duty? To accept Christ Jesus. Because he bore that curse for us. So that we shall pass from that curse and step into blessings. What is sweet as blessing? There's nothing as sweet as blessings. Verse 14. That the blessings of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles. Call your name. Call your name to yourself. Upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Whenever there is faith, there must be promise. Remember that. If God don't promise you something, you don't exercise faith in it. There are some group of people that exercise faith, take a poisonous snake, that the Lord will protect them. Did the Lord promise them that? Verse 23, all the way down to 23. Very important verse. But before faith came, we were kept under guard. We were under guard. Why were we under guard? Because we were children of wrath. We were children of wrath. So we have to be kept under guard by the law. So whenever you say the law brings curse, but there's also blessings. There's something good about the law. The law guard us. Because we were under the rod, kept for the faith which would be afterward be revealed. So the law guard us for the faith that would be revealed. Now, verse 24. Therefore, the law, pay attention to that word. Therefore, the law was, not is, it was. The law has already served the purpose. So the law was good in the sense that it guarded us and kept us for the faith, which is the substance of the thing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now that the substance is here, verse 24, therefore the law was our tutor, our teacher, to bring us to Christ. We need salvation. We were children of wrath, that we might be justified by faith. justified by faith. Verse 25, we're coming down. But after faith has come, we are what? No longer under the tutor. So we say goodbye to the law. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for pointing out our sins. It is through the law we know sinful we were. It pointed out our sin. And the Lord didn't save us. Curse upon us. Let us acknowledge our sinful state. And so, there is a faith, the substance that is to be revealed. And now that it has come, we no longer need the tutor. The tutor serves its time and purpose. Verse 26 says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ." For as many of us as were baptized in Christ Jesus, baptized. Remember, it's very important to remember that a single word can have more than one meaning depending on the context in which it is used. For many people, when they see the word baptized, they think of water baptism. This is not the case in this context. When you baptize, when in water baptism, you are baptized into water. Water, not Christ. So, you come out wet. You're baptized into water. But when you are baptized into Christ, you see, when water baptism is a man does it, he puts you submerged under the water. But baptism into Christ is not done by a man. It's done by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. So this baptism actually occurs before water baptism. So only those who have been baptized in Christ are baptized in water. Amen. Only people who are justified baptized in water. Yes. For as many as were baptized in Christ have put on Christ. We have been justified. We are set free from the curse of the law. And set free from the wrath of God. Paul says in Romans 3 verse 28. Romans 3 verse 28. Therefore, we conclude. That word conclude. Listen now, this is final. This is the final thing. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Goodbye to the law. It is so sad that many people are still trying to keep the law to be saved. It is sad. And we wonder if what Bible do they read? What Bible do they read? Romans 4 verse 5. But to him who does not work, this is clear now, clear. To him who does not work, but what? Believe on him who justified the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. You have no work. You come to God empty-handed. No work. And believe in God, your faith will be accounted for righteousness. No one can work to be saved, but one is saved to work good works, not work of the law, but works of faith. Did I say work of faith? Yes, there is a work component to faith. Works of faith is called good works. It's not the works of the law. James 2 verse 14. So we're in the book of James. What does it, I'm going to ask this question, and those who are in Christ knows the answer. I'm not going to give the answer to you. I hope my sinner friends listening, as those who are in Christ, answer to this question. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Nothing. Answer it. Nothing. Can faith save him? No. Verse 17. Faith by itself, if it does not have work, is dead. Faith by itself. Someone said, wait, the Bible sounds contradictory, man. Paul and James saying two different things. No, we will see from the word of God. Remember, one word can have different meaning based on the context in which it is used. We will see that Paul is talking about saving faith. James is describing the lifestyle of that faith. We will see. I hope that by the grace of God, many who have understood this will understand. Because sometimes we need a little understanding, not for salvation, but to grow and build up in the faith. Verse 17, yes? So, faith without work is dead. And if something is dead, it has no power. No power! So when the trump of God sounds, that person is not going anywhere. Because there's no power into that faith which does not have work. Good works, not works of the law. Paul speaking in verse 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works? What works? Works of the law? No. That is where the confusion. You got to put it in context. It is talking about works of faith. Works of faith. When he offered Isaac his son on the altar. So faith leads to action and not vice versa. Faith leads to action. Verse 22. So do you see that faith was working together with his works? And by works, faith was made perfect. And we know that every good and perfect gift is from above. Come down from our Heavenly Father. So the justified are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. So these are not works of our own. God prepared these works beforehand that we should what? Walk in them. These are not works of your effort. These are not works of the law. These are works prepared by God himself. Philippians 2 verses 12b and 13. The second part of 12. It says, work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. It's not that fear and trembling it's talking about. And some people misinterpret the word work out. Work out in this context means to exercise. Exercise your own salvation with humility and reverence. That's what it is saying. Someone would say godly fear. It's not to be afraid and trembling. It's humility and reverence. Listen, why humility and reverence? Verse 13. For it is God who works in you. That's the reason for the humility and reverence, the fear and trembling. Not your works. It is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Both for your willingness and the power. It is God who works. You can only work out that which is already put in you. So you got to exercise it. But you see, why you can't lose your salvation? The salvation is without limit. It's without limit. So no matter how much you work out, you can't work out everything until it's done. You can't lose your salvation. Thanks be to God. Now we have a mighty God. We serve a mighty God who gives without limit and free. Grace is without limit. Look at so much evils taking place today. But grace abounds much more. Can't run out. Salvation can't run out. So as long as we have breath, we'll continue to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works. When God works in you, it's done by God's strength and for his glory. Not your strength.
I do not rely on my strength. We do not rely on our strength. And so we ask God to hide us, take us out of the way, so that the word of God will be presented forward, undisturbed. We work out our salvation in the way we treat our family, in the way we live our testimony at work, at school, and in relationship with others. Work out our own salvation. Work out doesn't mean to solve, as in you're going to work out a mathematics problem to solve it. Some people misinterpret it too, to work it out, try to be saved. No. Work out that which is in you. Huh? Before you go to the gym, you try to get some energy drink, don't it? And you boost up with the protein. And what you do when you go to the gym? You're working out the energy that was put in. But if you don't have anything in your system, oh, you're going to be weak or nothing to work out. Oh, I'm going to quit. I'm going to stop. Thanks be to God for salvation without limit and free. Cannot run out. And so we can always work it out. In sickness, in health, in our sick bed, in our, even in our bedridden state, we can work out that salvation. In all things, we give thanks to God. James 2. The context is different from Paul's. The context. They're not contradictory. They actually complement each other. So Paul is talking about faith that saves. And James is describing the character or the lifestyle of that person that have the faith. Yes, he's talking about the lifestyle characterized by the faith that saves. Some people said, I only want to just make it into heaven. I don't want to do anything. Just want to make it in. The Bible encourages us to examine to see if you are walking in the faith. Because faith produces good works. There's a work component to faith. So if you think that you can save yourself, you make a sad mistake. Don't play with hellfire. True faith, saving faith, has a work component to it. Not your work. You don't have to try. Just be obedient to God. And God will work in you. The Holy Spirit will work in you, even mightily in you. Beyond measures that you can't even imagine. Sometimes when you work, you realize that's not you. It's God. Many times things happen and I say, oh God, that's you. I say, God, I start to talk to God. We talk to God. That's you, God. Some things happen and I say, God, that's you. We see God in our lives. Not our effort. Nothing to boast. Fear and trembling. Humility and reverence. Always before God. Verse 23a. And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Verse 24 says, you see then that a man is justified by works of faith, and not by faith only. Listen now. This part, got to be careful with this part. What James is saying here is that the faith only that saves. It's only faith that saves. He's saying that only faith has a work component to it. Is that clear? That only faith that we are saved by are the component. Just like salvation is a package. The faith is a package. It has a component to it. Called good works or works of love. So in faith, we see believe in Christ. We see that there is hope, and we see that the component of good works also there with faith. So if you say that you're saved and you sit on your buttocks and don't do any good works, then that faith is dead. Dead. And dead things cannot help you. Cannot save. So far as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works. What works? Good works, not the works of the law. You see, James is talking about works of faith, while Paul was talking about faith that saves. James is talking about the works of the faith that save. Is that clear? So the two positions held by Paul and James are not contradictory. Faith alone unites us to Christ for righteousness. But this faith has a work component to it called good works. So in closing, let me just summarize. Time is slipping by, but I guess you have been enjoying it. James is not claiming that the work is necessary to obtain salvation, and he's not disputing that faith alone saves. He's saying that faith which saves by its very nature is something which produces work. Faith leads to action and not vice versa. The evidence of saving faith is good works. They are inseparable. The Word of God teaches that good works are evidence of salvation and not the source of it. Faith must be put to work in order to actually live righteously. Faith without good work is like a body without breath. Dead. Useless faith does not justify. When faith results in good work, it is alive. So we are encouraged to examine ourselves to see if we are walking in the faith. Good works are to faith as breath is to the body. What is that? A sign of life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Everlasting life. So the ungodly, when the ungodly do good, it is done merely out of intellectual agreement and not biblical saving faith. Mere mental belief is not the same as saving faith. It's not enough to mentally believe certain facts about God. For even the demons believe and tremble. It is by faith that you are saved. With the heart, man believe unto righteousness, which is the word of God. And you have just heard the word of God. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. My sinner friend, under the sound of this voice, harden not your heart. Now is the acceptable time. Pray a prayer like this. Believe in God and you will be saved. Our gracious God and Father, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I thank you for sending Jesus Christ on a cross to die for my sins. Shed his precious blood to cleanse me of all my sins. I'm sorry of all my sins. Cleanse me, O God, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And help me to live for you forever and ever. Amen. May God bless you all.